Well, Done With Debt is a consumer advocate firm specializing in debt relief strategies. I have asked Michael Pearson to join me to share his strategies and advice for people that want to end their debt permanently. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So talk to us about credit card and loan interest rates have skyrocketed. How does this affect most Americans? Because we're all dealing with this.
Well, that's a great question. It's tough because it affects all Americans here. One thing that we always notice is that we can't control the interest rate. So your debt keeps building faster and faster. It's getting bigger and bigger. And what was once a manageable situation is now unmanageable. And with inflation going crazy, with just groceries, gasoline, rents, all the basic necessities, at some point something has to break and you realize that you're not going to get out of this debt maybe in years, sometimes decades. So it's tough.
Yeah. So a lot of people look to either get a loan or declare bankruptcy, but that can actually make it worse. I struggle with insomnia, Michael. I don't know if you do, because I know a lot of people, you go to bed waking thinking about your debt, you wake up thinking about it, or whatever your problems are. What's your advice for someone struggling with debt in general?
Go to donewithdebt.com, answer 3 to 4 questions, get in contact with us before you even make your next payment to that credit card. Before you call the creditors yourself, give us a call. There is hope. We will help you. Simply go to donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple questions. We'll have one of our experts call you right away. It's free at no cost to you. We don't charge anything until we start settling your debts. So what do you have to lose?
There you go. Easy peasy. That's a complex financial term that I hope you understand. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Michael, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, I'm totally dressed like this for Halloween. It's not because I'm going to ask my friend Steven Stills to play For What It's Worth and I'm dressed like a 60s hippie. It's totally not for that. My friend Steven Stills!
Hi.
I miss you.
I miss you too.
Do you remember when you played For What It's Worth in my living room and Nancy Pelosi walked in and started singing?
Yes. There was something timely about it.
Yeah. Highlight, one of the highlights of my life. I mean, I've gotten more pussy because of you, because I got to take one girlfriend backstage to Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and then one time you invited me to my house, and I got to bring a girlfriend to watch you play your new album. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And I was like, this is a really good fucking seat for a Crosby, Stills concert.
You keep stopping. I think they're jamming my TV. Because every time Rachel Maddow comes on, there's like, she freezes, and then you miss a really important question.
I bet Russia, the government is jamming your TV.
Yes, well, Trumpian malware.
Yeah. Steven, I got to ask you, because I just watched the video for What It's Worth. When you were 12 when you did that song?
Was I 12?
I believe you looked like you were 12 years old when you did For What It's Worth. I just watched the video.
I looked that young, huh?
Yeah. But you know what I was struck by is the scenes in the video look like they could be from today, right? Police violence, unrest in the streets.
Yeah, except for the 62 years between.
Dude, I got to ask you, is that when your activism started? Or were you born an activist? I mean, when did you start using your music like that? Because it was such a powerful anthem of the 60s.
Well, my aunt Vita was a history professor at Southern Illinois University. And I grew up on history books. And she lived on a farm, raised the kids. When she was 50, she went to college. 8 years later, they gave her tenure. And so the it's just been always been in my family. And my dad, my granddad was a one-room school teacher who actually used to hang with Mark Twain at the Cracker Barrel store in Texaco, Illinois. That's where they were from. So yeah, it's in the gene pool.
We need that 60s activism today. I mean, this really is the most important election of our life, isn't it? Getting this orange motherfucker out of office.
What do you mean? This summer made the 60s seem like the 50s.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really out there. You know, just because you take the camera where the action is doesn't mean that everybody's like that. You know what I mean? It's sort of like Trump walking out of the White House and going up and holding the Bible up upside down and backwards, by the way. I mean, I saw him look at it.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was, but the Watts riots and all that, it's a replay, you know?
Yeah. I watched the original for what it's worth, and you saw the scenes of police violence in it, and you cut right to, you're right, Lafayette Square. You know, when you just did the song again for the DNC with Billy Porter, I mean, I was so struck by everything's different, yet everything's the same, right?
That's right. It's a strange world we live in. I hope this too, like a kidney stone, will pass.
Yeah. Are you hopeful about this election?
Actually, I'm a little bit disturbed by the polls.
Why? Like 2016 PTSD?
Well, if you'll remember, Kerry was ahead in a lot of places. And the closer it is, the sooner we'll get to a legal challenge and all that.
Yeah, that's what he's going to challenge it no matter what happens, don't you think?
Yeah, because he's a sociopath.
This will never be over. It's going to go on and on.
We paused this conversation with Stephen Stills to talk about Plexiderm. Why?
Why?
Because I've known Stephen Stills a long time. I mean, not Buffalo Springsfield a long time, but, you know, long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just saying, when you think about that, like, you don't want, it's in your head. You're like, oh, people are going to go like, wow, when I first met you, yeesh, now you look like E.T. Okay, you don't want that. You want Plexiderm, right? You want to feel good, right? We all need to feel a little good about something right now. If you have those under eyes, bags, right? Dark circles, crow's feet, what do you got? What do you got?
Everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? You're wearing a mask. What are people looking at?
Your eyes.
Right? Ugh. Klieg light. Arrows at your eyes. Okay. You want a little confidence, right? You can't avoid, even in this lockdowns and the COVID life we're living, you got to do your FaceTime. You got to do your Zoom calls for work, maybe. You want to post pictures on Instagram. Whatevs. You want a little pick-me-up in a really down time. See what I did there? Up and down. What goes up? Come down. Okay. Try a 6-day application trial pack for just $14.95 with free shipping. Go to buyplx.com/voices or call 800-685-1292 and say the code voices. Order today. Shipping's free. 30-day money-back guarantee. Make those wrinkles, lines, and under-eye bags go bye-bye. Do it now. buyplx.com/voices or call them 800-685-1292 and the code is still voices.
You've been such an amazing activist on top of, but I have to say, because you know I always brag on you, but it really is kind of incredible. You've sold over 35 million albums. You were only person to be inducted twice into the same night, as I said, to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You've been on every list of greatest guitarists of all time. And I mean, it's just the fact that you don't have to do what you do on the political level, but you've been doing that for so long. I mean, a lot of rock stars don't do that. They don't give back. What sort of drives you on that?
Well, there was a period where I had to Cross and Nash were on the same page too, but I knew how to do it. I mean, I knew how to get to the places that we need to. And then, of course, it took off from there. I mean, Graham wrote that song Chicago, and David wrote Almost Cut My Hair, and it was just we were inundated with it around here.
You know, I think one of the questions is, will this country ever heal and be reunited? I mean, will Crosby, Stills, and Nash ever be reunited? Is there any hope for this country?
Well, as far as our part in it, we're just, you know, we're peripheral figures. It's not that big a deal. But I don't think there should be anything but lots of, if everybody will just follow Joe and reach out for each other, you know?
Well, you know, the fact that we're in love now is testament, because when I first met you, do you remember I blurted out, I love Our House, and you screamed, that's Graham Nash's song. And I was like, oh my God, I'm really sorry. I love everything. I love Wooden Ships. I love all of it. I love all of it. But, you know, a lot of this, you know, Crosby, Stills, Nash songs really do. You know what one keeps resonating is Teach Your Children. Because I keep asking people, Stephen, you and Kristen are great parents. How do you raise children? How do you teach your children you have to teach them to be everything Donald Trump is not, right?
Right. Actually, any political question that you might want to ask me can be answered in the review section of last Sunday's New York Times. I read the whole thing last night, and it's like, and there's that, and hey, I don't have to worry about it anymore. It's like some of the my cliff notes for political speeches. And luckily for me, I wasn't able to travel, or because the last tour really beat me up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is a whole new world, this virtual thing, right? I mean, for you, you're used to tens of thousands of people cheering for you. What's that like to go virtual?
No, I haven't performed in front of people since they had to spread them out. I retired like a year ago.
Yeah, I know. But that's what I mean. We're all doing this virtually now. It's weird, right?
It's kind of like being in a Japanese movie.
I know what you mean.
You know, because of it. Kanima!
I have a new dream, is that, because you know I love Judy Collins too, and I used to sing Both Sides Now into my hairbrush. So when we can all get together, you're going to come sing in my living room again and bring Judy, right, to sing Both Sides Now, and you'll sing For What It's Worth.
You weren't the worst go in it. I went for 60 years, and the last time I got off the bus, I knew I was done.
Well, one of the things talking about, you know, giving back is when you do Light Up the Blues for autism, it's an amazing concert. And, you know, obviously you and Kristen have a child with autism. And I have to say, I've been with you. I've been at your house. You guys are really great parents.
Well, thank you.
It's a cause you're passionate about, right? I mean, Light Up the Blues is amazing. Autism the Musical was amazing.
Yes, plus my wife is much bigger than me.
Oh, I know. It's one of the reasons I love you and hate you, because every time I see you somewhere, I'm like, who's that hot blonde? Oh, fuck, it's Stephen Stills' wife. Shit.
Well,
that's her Emmy behind you.
Yes, of course it is. All of my Grammys and Rock and Roll Hall of Fames are forbidden from this part of the house.
I got to ask you what that night was like when you were the only person to ever be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on the same night. What was that? What did that night feel like?
Well, cynical as it might sound, I was saying, oh, well, they're getting me out of the way so I don't have to come back. You know,
it feel like a lifetime, achievement award.
Yeah.
I know. I just got nominated for the Radio Hall of Fame, and I'm like, does that mean I'm done? Am I done?
If I actually done the sensible thing and said, yes, I'm done, I would be in Tahiti now and not worried about a thing.
I pause here to remember the time I went to watch the ponies with Stephen Stills. Back when we could do things and go places.
Oh, remember?
Yeah. Hmm. He likes the ponies. Listen, go to thenewdealshop.com because right now, if you're going out anywhere, first of all, you need the real deal KN95 mask with that FDA authorized sticker. You can get it at the New Deal Shop. You can also get the Clean Phone, the Clean Phone Pro, the Clean Phone Wand. You got to have that UV light, right?
Do it.
If you're going anywhere, right? You got to zap it with that UV light. It is kills 99.9% of everything, viruses, bacteria, you name it. That new study we keep saying just said that coronavirus can stay on your phone for up to a month. You've got to get a clean phone. It charges and sanitizes your phone and all of your other objects. Any small objects, the clean phone wand is for stuff that is too big for the clean phone itself. Keep you, yourself, your family safer and healthier. We are in, I don't know, whatever it is, third wave, flu season, cold weather, whatever.
Everything.
Just do it. TheNewDealShop.com.
What sort of, having been through the 60s and all the activism you did then, you know, what sort of message do you want to say to today's, I don't know, just activist voters?
Yeah, I'm much more moderate than a lot of us think. But typical of these kinds of movements where everybody is just, you know, and the fact that we have the sociopathic rabble-rouser on the right, and eventually the two sides meet. It's like this is the lefties and the righties, and they make a full circle until you can't tell the difference.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hope that in this election, we see the same kind of passion and activism of the 60s, don't you?
Well, I hope Barack woke it up a little bit yesterday. That was just killer. That was like old time religion, you know?
Yeah. I have to ask you about one more thing, because, I mean, your career, so your solo album was the only one to feature you and Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton. What happens when there's three of the best guitarists in the entire world all together?
Oh, we weren't in the same room.
Oh, you were just on the same album.
I charmed them into coming, you know, and sitting in on my record, doing an overdub. Just a lot of people get me, you know.
Listen, I want us to go see the ponies again, like we used to. Remember, you like to go see the ponies race.
Yeah, but don't they have Santa Anita closed down?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. And also, I'm never going to get any pussy until you're performing again and I can lure a girlfriend there by getting to see you perform. So, you know, this is about my love life now.
Okay. Well, you know, since it's all about you, let's make it all about you. And you should just come over and visit.
Well, speaking of that, I noticed there's a guitar right behind you. That's so weird. I'm sure Kristen didn't do that. Is there any chance you do a little For What It's Worth for me?
Oh,
there it is.
Oh, those tricky bastards.
Come on, just a little bit, come on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Look, it's right behind you. Please.
Okay. You sneaky bastard.
Thank you, sneaky bastard. Oh, that makes me so hot. You know how I am.
Yeah.
I'm your first groupie.
Donald. Why don't you go away?
I like it.
The heart of Amazonia comes the very air we breathe. Half the people there are lonely. They got families. So be careful what you're doing. When all the days are gone, don't you lose the Amazonia. Before all of it is gone, I'm a soldier. There's an episode.
Stephen Stills! Stephen Stills, I did it! Oh my God, I'm so wet. Stephen, I love you.
I love you. And
thank you for your friendship. Thank you for your activism, your inspiration.
Well, you're just a love. That's all.
I love you back, Stephen Stills. Mwah! See you soon.
Okay, you too.
Oh, love me some Stephen Stills. But is it me? Just talking to someone you've known a long time, does it age you? Does it age you? I'm just saying.
Yes.
I feel like I need to. I need a little more Plexiderm just because, right? I want to go back to my Buffalo Springfield days for what it's worth.
See what I see what you did there.
Yeah, for what it's worth, I want to look like I did back then because that was a long time ago. Okay, all right. Listen, try Plexiderm. I'm telling you, it's just, everybody needs a little something to make you feel better, and you cannot, right? It's actually worse now during COVID, right? Because FaceTime, Zoom, all that stuff, like, it makes you, right, Skype, all the stuff we're doing, you're like, oh, I can see myself. Different color.
And this year may have aged us all.
Oh, a little bit. You think so? Yeah. Stress. There you go. Uh-huh. There's your under-eye bags, your wrinkles, your crow's feet, your number 11s, you name it. Plexiderm, just it gives you, makes you feel a little bit better. Gives you a little confidence, right? Mm-hmm. Try it. I do it every morning. Get a 6-day application trial pack for just $14.95 with free shipping if you want to see.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it works. Go to BUIPLX.com. That's biplex.com/voices. Or you can call them 800-685-1292 and say the code voices. Order today. Shipping's free. Backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose except all that under your eyes? Okay. BUIPLX.com/voices or call 800-685-1292 and say the code voices. Bye-bye.